Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, April 24, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Rick Warren, author of the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, is launching what he calls the Peace Plan. Andy Hine is a mobilization pastor at Warren's church. It's a strategic mobilization plan to help Christians live more missions-minded.
Christians in churches have relied heavily on the missionaries to get the job done. And what Rick wants to see, that the billion Christians really engage in the battle in a strategic and intentional way, where we can see the job of the Great Commission really done well.
Next, following a pair of massive earthquakes, there's only one hospital left standing on Indonesia's Nias Island. It was the site of Global Aid Network's last medical missions project and has become the center for all of the medical care on Nias. A GAIN medical team arrived 5 days ago and began ministering at this hospital, treating illnesses and injuries from the quakes. Please continue to pray for the people of Indonesia that they would be open to the hope of the gospel. And more than 2,600 language groups don't have the Bible translated into their heart language. That's why an international gathering of Bible agencies met to discuss where the greatest Bible translation needs are and what to do about it. The seed company's Roy Peterson says they work through nationals to translate the Bible in key parts of the world needing scripture.
So it's strategic planning, it's working together, it's fellowship, it's team building. All of this is a way the body of Christ is working together today, like I've never seen before in the history of Christian work. It's really quite exciting to see.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it online at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.